Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're going to have some healings tonight, healing samples. And we have a special guest coming on who's doing a sponsor for the show. So we'll bring her on, in about maybe 5 or 10 minutes here. So if you're brand new to the program, what we have is healings from the Light Ship, sample healings and clearings that will allow you to see just how quick the Light Ship works and how it can take you out of emotional trauma, mental trauma instantly by having these clearings. And the whole process of these clearings is to have your spirit come more into your body for the ascension time. This is why the Light Ship comes every 2,000 years. So we'll first do some entity clearing with everybody. And if you want to type in a few questions, you can. Maybe we can answer those too, along with Mary Ann's questions, who will be on in a little bit here. And we'll do entity work right now. So entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. And it's good to have them released out of you because they're living in you with their consciousness. These bodies don't grow up at all, even though they can be in hundreds or thousands of bodies throughout their existence, besides their initial one that they came into when the person first was living. But they never grow up. They never take on any more information, but they do live on all the addictions and habits of that lifetime. So they really don't learn anything. They're just here to experience through you. And it's best not to have them with you or in you because they can cause you physical problems, physical illnesses as they come in. They can be attracted to that and actually take away your life force healing energy. And then on the addiction side, they can just come in and want to party, want to do whatever their lifestyle was when they had their own body and or other bodies that they've been inside of. And so this is kind of what happens is that they keep recirculating through people. And here we go, releasing more of these entities out of you. And you may feel a little heavier during this process here as we bring more of your spirit back into your body. So here we go. We're going to come in more. And your spirit is also helping this year. This you should be doing yourself daily, maybe 2-3 times a day. And you want to just command your spirit. Remember, your spirit, in a sense, listens to all of your thoughts, but you know how many thoughts that we have inside of our head, so it doesn't really pertain or listen to things in general. It just is kind of hearing all this noise from us. And so in order to really get its attention, you must command the energy. And that way they'll say, oh, it's time for me to do some work. I haven't did anything for the last 3 months, and now my consciousness in the body here, the ego will say, wants to have something done. And so then it can do its work. And most of us are actually, you know, head-centered more than heart-centered, so this is the way it works. When you're completely heart-centered, it's always with you, so there's really no reason to command anything because it's there all the time. But society now and humanity is not heart-based, so we have to do it a little different way here. And here we go. Going to bring more of you back in. So I'm going to count to 10, and your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. It's used to doing this, and the parts that left you in the trauma, anger, fear, depression, sadness, any of these things will now be cleansed, neutralized, so your spirit can come in wholeness without bringing back the trauma to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to your heart center. Move that around. Throat chakra. Third eye. Power chakra, second chakra is off for quite a few of you right now, off more than the rest of them, there we go. And first chakra, do an opening if you wish. We'll go body width for you, so heart chakra, use the word spin to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to your throat. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now, below the heart, power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, base of your spine, spin, open. Okay, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is taking your ego self, if you want to call it that, your lower self, which you can probably say too, your awakening consciousness, the thoughts that you think with, they're kind of all the same basic thing. We're going to drop you down to your heart center. And this you can also do yourself and use this exercise. It's very simple. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts are between your ears, we'll call it. And the first floor, number one, is your heart center where your spirit resides. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. I'll just put some music on here so you can actually communicate with your spirit, be in that oneness and that peace energy in your heart. And just enjoy. There, Sylvia. You out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And as Ron mentioned a little bit ago, we have a very exciting show tonight. We have a wonderful sponsor coming on in just a few minutes. And before we get to that, I just want to say a happy birthday to Pauline.
Happy birthday, Pauline.
So thank you for being with us on your birthday. That's wonderful. If you have any questions you'd like to ask, you can go ahead and type those in on the fast chat. The show is also going to be, like I said, sponsored by Mary Ann tonight, and she's a wonderful artist and musician, and she's, I'm sure many of you recognize her name from the fast chat, and probably many of you also know her from the conference calls, so I guess let's just bring Mary Ann on. Welcome, Mary Ann.
Thank you, Sylvia.
So great to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for sponsoring this show. That's wonderful. And what would you like to ask Ron tonight?
First, I have some friends who are not too familiar with the Creation Lightship. So briefly, could Ron explain just a little more about the Creation Lightship and why it's here, and even a little bit about what the Ascension process is? Because I have a couple of friends who are real newbies to all of this.
Okay, sure. So if you take the Bible and you take the word Father that Jesus talked about in the Bible, and you replace that with Creation Lightship, then you'd have a much better way of understanding what the Creation Lightship is. A lot of people say, gee, Ron, where do I get information about the Creation Lightship? Is there any books about it? I go, no. But, you know, if you go to the Bible and do that, then you have lots of information about it. So the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. And Jesus came from the Lightship down through the Galactic Federation, where he is supposed to get his protection and some guidance from them, along with transmissions from the Lightship, and also the Lightship was doing his healings. So what happened was he came to help people with the Ascension process. Now, he did the Ascension himself, and other people have done this too. So the Ascension is actually being able to take your body and have it dematerialized at Ascension time, and then during that process of Ascension, your body, prior to that, has to have all of the energies taken out of it, all the traumas, all the emotional densities from your ancestors, which is what we call cellular memory. This is what he was teaching and doing healings with. So in the Bible, he talks about, you know, basically in all Christian churches, they talk about how Jesus died for your sins. Well, he was killed because he was teaching how to release your body out of 3D here to go to another state of consciousness. And the dark side did not want to lose the bodies here because this is what they live on. So what he was doing at that time was helping people to release their judgments, their fears, their angers. Remember, who you are right now is all of your thoughts of you in this lifetime, along with all of the thoughts of your ancestors. And so you're like a walking judgment factory because all these thoughts are actually separating you from your divinity, which is love energy. And so the thoughts basically are judgments. And so Jesus came to release judgments out of people. This is what his role was. And his teachings, his philosophies, the parables all indicate that this is what he was doing, although it's not necessarily taught that way in the churches. And what he definitely knew about was extraterrestrial involvement here 2,000 years ago. This is why I said to everybody, don't go outside of yourself. The teachings are, you know, within you. You have the divine connection, so why should you go outside of yourself and get hooked up, connected to dark side energies when you have it within you? So you don't have to do any searching. And so what happened was when he, the misnomer is that most Christian churches talk about that Jesus died for your sins. And they make that indication that he died for you living today. No, he was killed, but basically the people that he talked to before he died who had the healings, those worked for them. Didn't work for anybody past that time. And so now we're recycling again, and the Lightship is here again the same as it did when Jesus came. Every 2,000 years it comes here on a cycle system, we'll say, at a predetermined time, and it's here now to do the same type of thing for people who actually understand and who can break away from the mind control of the extraterrestrials that are keeping you enslaved here on this planet. So you must also do the work yourself so that you're able to become more conscious. And the whole thing is that we have two basic energies here. The one that really overpowers us tremendously is the mind energy, which is controlled by the darkness. This is the God plane energy. The God plane energy is what the extraterrestrials brought us. And there's three movies that you can watch. I talk about these quite often. One is 10,000 BC. It's a fairly recent movie. And then you have the movie The Mist. And then you have the one which is pretty old. And I have to thank Ed for this one. Thank you, Ed. Which is the movie They Live, in probably the middle 70s, I think. So these are good movies to understand and to watch. There's many, many other movies out there, but these kind of show you what's out there and what we're dealing with. So basically, the Lightship is here to do healings. And if you choose to do the ascension, which is what you may want to do because you're listening to this program, then you need to get your body out of duality. Remember, the energy of duality is the mind energy. And the mind energy is collective consciousness. It's the God plan energy, which the ETs brought here. So you can pray outside of yourself to something that you know nothing about, but they say that it's good. And then you're connected, hooked up to this energy. And this is just strictly extraterrestrial beings that you're actually giving your life force energy to, your spirit energy to, and it's not going with inside. And that this energy of the mind is in time. Now, the other energy, which isn't talked about that often, is the heart energy, because everybody lives in their mind. The heart energy is the energy which, when you connect to it, there's no time. This is why you do different things certain times of the day, or maybe you get involved with doing something, and all of a sudden you look at your watch and you go, oh, my God, it's, there I am. And I'm saying, oh, my God. You can see how much we're imprinted here with the God energies.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway.
Occasionally, too.
Yeah, we probably all say that. So anyway, so here we go. So all of a sudden you look at your watch, we'll say, and maybe it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you plan to stop at maybe 11. And you go, what happened to the time? Well, that's because you're using your spirit energy that is in the moment, and you're connected to the divine energy with your inspiration of whatever you're doing, and you're just having fun. And this is the way the light works. The light never gave anybody any traumas. They don't believe in that because it's not part of the reality. This is why your spirit leaves you. This is why we do the entity work. This is why we bring back part of your spirit, because it doesn't live in these lower densities. It only lives in love energy. So what you have is mind energy and you have love energy. And unfortunately, with the mind energy, we're mind controlled by the extraterrestrials of transmissions of things. And I won't go into that too much because it is kind of negative, but it's good to know about it that your thoughts are not your own. And I do special clearings to get us out of that. So the whole thing that this program is dedicated to is to get you more heart-centered and to bring your spirit back into your body. And when you're in your body, then you have that divine consciousness. Otherwise, most people are about 20% in their body, 80% entities, and the entities run their life. It's like having a slot machine. You pull the handle down, and who's going to come up? Is it going to be you? That particular day, this is why you watch people around you changing so often. You see them and they kind of fluctuate in and out. Their eyes kind of get blurry. And something else is in their body looking at you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Then we'll see what's going on from here.
Okay.
Well, that was such a wonderful introduction to
you. I hope that helped, Marianne.
It was. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was really, really a great summary of the lightship and the mission of the lightship and the whole thing that we're here to do with this radio program. Mm-hmm. So what's your next question, Marianne?
I think I just wanted to make a comment that Ron has said many times. Because of traumas, your spirit will leave your body. And then Ron says sometimes, well, if your spirit's not home, who is? And unfortunately, what, as I understand it, who is entities come in and will take up that space if your spirit leaves. So then what you need to do is get with Ron or do something, do some kind of work to get your spirit to come back into your body. And Ron teaches us some ways we can do this every day to help bring our spirit back into our body by commanding our spirit to come back into our body. And doing the mind-to-heart drop. And there was one other one. Oh, yes. Ron, could you explain real quickly about the third exercise that's good to do? I call it exercise, but whatever you want to call it, that's good to do every day about the increasing your life force energy. Would you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, this is very good to do. And if you haven't done this at all, you may want to write these words down. Very, very simple. It's, I now increase my life force energy. And I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And I'm laughing because I'm reading Annika's comment. It says, oh, my God, greatly overrated delusion.
Oh, she comes up with some of the greatest things.
Yeah. Boy, she has her mind on her.
She does.
Yeah.
So, in a good way.
But yeah. Sorry, Annika. So anyway, here we go. So what you want to do is have your body feel this. This is not a mental exercise. This is a feeling exercise, okay? So I want you to put your hands, you know, like in front of your heart, like you're going to church and you're going to pray. You've all seen this kind of way people pray with their hands, you know, fingers pointing straight up in front of your heart. And I want you to move your hands apart now, maybe 6 inches to about a foot and a half. Everybody's different here. And then when you come in, move your hands in slowly. And as you move your hands in, you're going to feel like a ball tension. This is you might be making like a little prana ball. You might feel heat between your palms of your hands. You may feel like you're compressing a spring. So all of these can be sensed, but your body has to sense it. It's not a mind type of indication where you're going to say, oh, yeah, my mind feels this, because your mind's not going to feel it. It's your body telling you. So just kind of let your body sense where this energy is, and at some point you're going to feel it, and just stop there. It could be a couple inches. It could be a foot. And now what you're going to do is say the affirmation like you wrote down, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And you want to say this out loud. And you want to do this, if you want to practice this yourself, say it out loud for about a week and do it about 3 to 4 times a day. So move your hands apart now, and now say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy, and slowly move your hands in together. And you're going to notice that your hands are going to be a little bit further apart. It could be maybe 3 inches more or so. And now move your hands apart further. Maybe move them out an extra foot from where they were. And come in again. But you want to say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. And just keep doing this here. So hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands together. And then stop. I now increase my life force energy. And hands in again. And stop. I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. 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 5 more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There. So, the reason why you're saying this out loud is because you have to tell your body what it's doing. And if you do this for about a week, maybe say you do it 4 times a day, then you have it done, say, maybe 25 to 30 times within a week's time, you will not have to say it out loud after that. You can just move your hands, and instantly your energy will pop up within about a half a second. And so this is a very good exercise to do. Now, what does it do for you? You know, what's in it for me? The first thing is that your body is going to have more energy in it. You're going to have more spirit energy, number one. And probably the most important thing, aside from that, is that we know that people use mind energy. This is what we've been talking about, while the light ship is here to help get you out of mind energy. People like to do thought projection to you. And these thought projections are typically psychic attacks. It just depends how you look at it, okay? So once they do project a thought to you, then your body is going to have a problem with it because it's not at the same frequency as you. Remember, the person is transmitting to you. Let's just, I'll back up a minute. We'll say that somebody is going to do a prayer for you. And then I'll talk about prayer and prayer in a minute here. But they do a prayer. So what are they doing? They're connecting with you somehow. They're in typically in their head, although you could be in your heart, well, you should be, but most people are in their head because you're thinking about maybe the person having a sore throat, or maybe they stubbed their toe, or maybe they have, you know, a broken arm or something. So right away, they're in the mental realm. So now when you send energy to them, an energy transmission, okay, this is what we'll call it, which is a psychic attack energy, you may say, why is that? I'm trying to send them good energy. Well, you're sending them your emotional trauma. This is what you're sending them, along with a little bit of healing, because the heart energy is overtaken by the emotional trauma. So you're sending them all your emotional garbage, along with a little bit of healing. This is because you're working with mind energy. And the way you should be doing this is working with your heart and just sending love. You don't have the preconceived problem. You just send love energy to the person's spirit. And this person's spirit will know how to work with the person who you're dealing with. You don't have to specify what you're doing. So this is the way your spirit can heal you, because it knows what's wrong with you. It doesn't need you to make a judgment, a determination on how to do the healing. It already knows, okay? So this life force energy actually increases the energy for you to live on, along with when you're charged up, you may have a field around you, maybe 10 foot in diameter. So now when people attempt to do a psychic attack on you by thinking even a positive thought or a negative thought, then that energy around you is going to protect you. And you can also use the energy yourself to live on. Now what happens is some people are energy vampires. So they see you come in a room and you're smiling and they go, man, I want to get some of that person's love energy because they're very happy and I feel sad today. So automatically they put out these energy cords to you, kind of like being trapped in a net. And all of a sudden you may feel drained yourself, not knowing what's going on. Well, when you're charged up enough, they're going to get the energy from you, but it's going to come out of that energy what you charged up. You won't even feel it yourself because you have so much abundance of energy around you, it's not going to come into your body. So this is the difference, is when you're in your body and you have the energy all around you, you won't really feel these attack energies coming to you. Does that help you out a little bit there, Marianne?
Yes, it does. And the other question I wanted to ask is, after you've done the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy and you have this field around you, will that also protect against entities coming in? Will that help?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that it would.
Yeah,
yes, I'm sure that would help you with entities, because the entities need energy, too, to live on, so they can just live on that, too. And they probably may not come into you because you're not doing goofy things. So if you're doing goofy things, then they're going to come around and want to experiment with you. So I'll give an example. Let's say you're driving on the road, and all of a sudden you have the urge for somehow, some way, to go 100 miles an hour. Well, all of a sudden you're going to be getting all these race drivers coming into you who want to drive your car. Remember, taking over your body to drive your car to 100 miles an hour. Now, whether you're charged up or not, they're still going to want to come in. They may be really charged up when they come in and having a great time. Maybe they want to have your foot go a little bit further down to the floor to go 120. But basically, the whole thing is to keep your body temple safe and secure and to know that you don't want these things with you. And the nice thing about having your energy charged up is that you don't feel drained all the time. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Sylvia here.
Okay, great. Well, I will just like to take this a minute to make a couple of special announcements so we don't forget, because our time just goes by so fast on this show. So one thing is tomorrow, because this is kind of like the last chance for anyone who wants to get on the very special, very sacred 4-hour ascension preparation conference call, which is
last call of the year.
Once a month. Yeah, last call for 2008. So this is a wonderful event if you can take part in it tomorrow. It goes from 1 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. It's very easy to do, very inexpensive, and it's just wonderful. It's basically an opportunity for 4 hours of continuous healing on the light ship. And remember that our time here and their time there is different. They can stretch time so that really you're getting much more than 4 hours worth of healing. And also water activation with Divine Light Codes just for you. So these are one of the most special calls that Ron does, and they have a lot of wonderful healings. They usually make on the Creation Light Ship special rooms just for this call. And we often have wonderful ascension preparation healings that happen. So I really encourage anybody who can to take part in that. And let's see. Well, I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Marianne, for your next question or request.
Okay. Well, I've been looking at the fast chat, and everybody's having a lot of fun talking about singing and tattoos, so maybe I better get to something a little more current. I saw Mike earlier up make a request for something that would help us out with our little financial problems here and there, and maybe something for attracting money in one way or another. And could we do something like that?
Okay. This I did at a workshop in New York. So, here we go. I want you to reach into your wallet. And all we need is a $1 bill. So hopefully you have $1. I want to show you something on the $1 here. And I'm trying to find mine here. And somehow on the $1 bill, if you have one, and I hope everybody does, on the back side of it, okay, where it has the pyramid on the left and the eagle that looks kind of maybe a little different, but it's on the right side. If you notice on the left and the right side of the dollar bill, and look down in the middle of the two ones, you're going to see something that looks like some kind of alien being, okay? And how it got there, I don't know. But here we go. So look at this here, and look at there's a tail coming out of it attached to the round circle. Do you see that?
Yes, the first time I saw it, it was amazing. I could not believe it was there, and then it was obviously there after it was pointed out to me.
So I'm not saying that our dollar bill is alien or anything, or you know. And then if you look at the ones, top and bottom on the ones, looks like there's some spider webs all across there. And I don't know if it is or not, but I'm just saying what I'm kind of seeing. If you look about on the background, it looks like a bunch of spider webs. So I could be completely wrong at this here. Yeah, but we'll just say that what I'm saying is correct, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to pick this up with your hand. You probably have it in front of you. If you do have it in your hand, just see how you resonate to these images, okay? For myself, I really don't want to touch it.
No.
It doesn't feel right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just say that somehow the artist, through their creativity, put these things on the dollar bill. And it may have been completely innocent, okay? But on the other hand, I think that the extraterrestrials, the God plane energy, decided to encode, imprint this with negative energy, okay? So if we take that aspect, the aliens that we don't see, know nothing about, have imprinted our money with negative energy. And so right away, how do you want to get more of this in your life if you don't want to hang on to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's have the light chick come here and discharge this energy off the $1 bill. So they're going to come now, and I'll count to 10. And you may want to just look at your dollar bill. You might even put your hand over it back and forth, you know, read the energy with your palm chakra. And feel the energy change here. So what I'm trying to tell you is that maybe because of this energy that's on here, we don't want to have money. And since the dollar bill is the lowest denomination of paper money, there's more of those around than there are other bills. And right away, you probably don't want to have it. So this is kind of where I'm going with this here. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll count to 10, and this little reptilian tail that I see hanging out there, at least I think it's that. I don't know. Maybe something else. But to me, it kind of looks like that. If someone else sees something else in there, you might want to type on the fast chat, but it kind of reminds me of an armadillo tail. But anyway, here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and see how your body's responding now to the dollar bill. For mine, I can see it, but it feels like the energy is flat on it, like it's not really projecting or transmitting negativity to me. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel, Marianne?
Better. Could we do it so that we can actually get a little more oomph in it, so we can actually feel attracted to it and feel like we want to go out and get more and have more of this bountiful item coming into our lives, this thing that we need to live here on this planet, comfortably and have our needs met. Can we amp it up
a little
bit more?
Well, the light ship can do that. The light ship, unfortunately, can only neutralize. Otherwise, it'd be against force of will, you see.
Okay.
The light ship only is there to allow things to happen in free will, but it can discharge energies, which is what it's doing now.
Okay.
So I like to say, yes, it could do that and make this into a money magnet or something, but they don't do that because that would go against their own teachings of free will and free choice.
Okay.
But you might feel different. Anything on the fast chat coming up, Sylvia, about the dollar bill? Maybe we can ask people to type in. I'm just curious to see what they felt.
Well, we do have a comment about, I think it's from Annika, about the more into the truth that she's gotten, the less manifestation of money she's gotten into. So is that something that you've seen, that can tend to happen with people, that their interest in money can sort of go down sometimes?
Yeah, I imagine it could. I would imagine as you start to become more in alignment with spiritual energy, that the physical energy is not going to be as strong, and that could also include money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's one of the pitfalls here of being on a path of non-judgment, because things can drop out of your life. But then again, if you use your heart energy now to manifest the money, remember, this was mind energy transmissions to you. So now now you're in heart energy, and you can have the heart energy now manifest the same money and be not in judgment of it, and you should be able to probably have a much better way of doing this once you use your heart.
That sounds awesome.
Talk a little
Thank
bit
you.
More about just the process of, we're all here as creative beings, and when we find something that we really love and we want to do, then that often can lead to better survival for us. So can we talk a little bit more about getting heart-centered and actually getting guidance from our spirit?
Yes, that's a good question. So what you want to do is just always stay in your heart. And a lot of people, to do that dropping down, the 10 down to 1, do that as a regular practice.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, just start using your heart energy. Remember, some people use their mind emotional heart, okay? And the mind emotional heart is going to get you into trouble, always, because that's the way people give away things a lot to people. And when they give more things away, then they lose themselves, thinking that somehow out there there's a law of cause and effect which is going to bring back to you what you gave away. And that does not work. The dark side doesn't want you to get more for what you give away, because they're not involved with that. All they want to do is take from you. And that's the trauma. When you're in your heart energy and you start bringing things to you, then you're going to see a gigantic change. So what you want to do is stand your heart and ask your spirit for guidance. And if you can't hear anything, then have it brought to you some other way. Maybe your spirit is not able to talk to you. Maybe the mind control is too strong to allow this to have happen. In fact, we'll take the mind control off right now. I'll count to 10. This is also EMF radiation being taken away. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'm going to put some music on just for a little bit so you can actually feel your spirit in your heart again. This is like we did initially on the show. Dropping into your heart center so you can actually feel your spirit. Okay, we'll just turn it back over to Marianne here. So, how was that, Marianne?
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Okay. I feel much more heart-centered already. Feels very, very good. Very good. Okay, the next question I wanted to ask, I'll get a little bit deeper into things now. On the website, you talk about the Talmud. Is that like a Jewish Bible? Because I never heard of that before I read about it on the website.
Yes, that was supposedly written by Judas, and it's supposed to be his true writings, as far as I understand, and it was discovered by Billy Meyer, or Myers, I think. I'm not sure if it's S or not, but he was the Palladian contactee, probably, I guess, in the 50s. And so somehow he found these. I think he found them before he was contacted. But anyway, it's just a sacred script, and it's supposed to be the teachings of Jesus according to the gentleman Judas. So anyway, you can read it if you want. It's it does show things that I'm doing here that was brought to my attention, again, by Ed. Thank you, Ed. It was on some website that he found it on, and he goes, "Rob, this sounds like you." And I said, "Yeah, it does." So anyway.
I thought it did, too, and that's what I wanted to bring up, if you don't mind talking about it for just a minute. Tell us about your role in the lightship and how you discovered your role, how discovered you were different from everyone else on planet Earth.
Oh, God.
Just a little bit, please.
I'm talking about myself that much, because I'd rather just...
No, you don't.
Have what I do, stand on its own. But basically, when I was younger, going to church, you know, like all of us probably have done, when the minister would read about, the healings of Jesus and everything like that, I was actually seeing all this in color. As if I thought everybody saw that. You know, when you're a young child, you don't really ask anybody else what they're seeing or believing. And so I was seeing all these things that was happening. And I have full recall, basically, of his whole lifetime here on his healings, because I was in his body doing the healings. So other light beings did come into his body. So I kind of need to describe that probably so it sounds maybe a little more accurate for you. The body of Jesus was purified, I'll use that term, with the Immaculate Conception on the light ship. And so his body wasn't an ordinary body, although it looked completely physical, but it was actually more of a light body. And because of that, different other light beings could come into the body to do different things. So I was in there doing healings. And another lady that was in this lifetime was Princess Diana, and she materialized in this lifetime as Princess Diana, and she was doing and has done the humanitarian mission that Jesus did. So in the package of Jesus, he had all these different light beings coming into him doing different things. Probably because, you know, there wasn't that many people on the planet back then, and they just wanted to have one person doing all this stuff. And so when Princess Diana was in him, she was actually Jesus at that particular moment. When I was in him, I was Jesus at that particular moment. And there's other light beings that came in also doing different things. So his body was multitasked, and that's kind of what I can kind of, you know, say about that. I came back this time because I somehow wanted to help people. I kind of get a gut reaction in the sense that the light ship probably almost gave up on this planet because there's so much negativity here, and the darkness is overtaking it, which we all realize and know because people have been here for so, so long. Remember, you're only supposed to have one lifetime, and that's it, then you leave and go somewhere else. And I don't think anybody would ever typically choose to come back here more than once with all the pain and trauma here. Although some people might enjoy that, but I don't think, when I talk to people, they always complain about how rough it is here. So basically, I came back again because Jesus would not be accepted in any of the churches that he, we'll just say Christian churches, because the teachings that he taught is not in alignment with what the churches are teaching. And the main thing is to not be connected to the God plane, not to pray to idols, which is what his whole mission was, to get you out of the ET energy so that you could connect with your own divinity. So I don't think any Christian church would allow Jesus to walk into their door, because he'd first say, why are you doing this? Why are you having people's souls stolen? Why are you going against my teachings? So we decided from the light ship that I would come down, because I did healings and know how to do this instantly. So I came down to do the healing mission, and they figured that the healing mission would be able to get the ball rolling so people would kind of waken up that there is a light ship here, and it's here to help them out. So that's basically the way I see it here. For myself personally, looking at it right now, I do like the earth the way it is, but I would never come back here again. Because
I don't think any of us would.
Yeah, so if anybody's listening on here and they want to come back, I'd like to see them type something in that they love it here and they love all the heartache, trauma, and everything here. But I think most people aren't interested in that anymore. They've been that, done that too many times. So basically, you know, we're here to help people. Like in Jesus' time, there's no arm twisting. You either have to connect to your spirit to know that this is the truth and that this is what you want to have as these energies released out of you, or you're stuck in the ET energies of the God plane. And I'll just describe that again. When you pray to a God outside of yourself, P-R-A-Y, then you pray, P-R-E-Y, to the energy that you're praying to. So you're wearing that T-shirt with the bullseye on it, and you're connecting yourself to these energies outside of yourself, which is what Jesus taught you not to do. Mm-hmm. So people say, how come my life is so goofed up? Why am I having all these problems? I go, well, are you connecting to your spirit? They go, no. And some people say, well, I pray to God for help all the time. I go, well, that's probably why you're in the condition that you're in. Because you're telling them that you want to have more suffering, because they live off of your suffering, so they'll give you more. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy. So anyway,
right,
that's
right.
Kind of in a nutshell. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Marianne, if you have anything to add.
Okay, Ron. Well, I just want to say thank you for being here and for helping us with all these clearings. And now before the show gets completely over, we'll get to a few of those, because I can see some on the fast chat that people are requesting, and there's one for parallel clone body or clone planets, some kind of a clearing there that Pauline is requesting, and that's
boy, that's
a good
gets complicated. Okay,
yeah.
I'll describe this. I do in a session. It can take up to maybe an hour and a half or so to do, so I'll just describe this to you, and I'll release you out of a few of them. The dark side, because we have a spirit with us, wants to get more mileage out of our spirit. And so what it does, it creates a cloned planet. And on that cloned planet that looks like the Earth, okay, it also has cloned people. So everybody that you probably have seen is also on that planet living a life with you. And it could even be the same mind control that we have here. This is why people have deja vu. They go, man, I think I've been here before. I just felt like I did this situation had this recall maybe a second after it happened or something. Well, this is because you're actually sensing that the recall from a bleed-through on a parallel lifetime. So what happens is on the cloned planets of Earth, and remember there's more than one, there could be a couple thousand of these, okay, and you're also in a couple thousand bodies on the planets living a life, so they're getting more mileage out of your spirit. So that's one clearing. The other clearing,
you're tired.
Yeah, that's the reason why you're tired, yeah. And also, let's say that you're into 300 car accidents in that one, in 300 planets, okay? And now you're driving your car. Remember, you're in those accidents maybe a second before you're about ready to have one. So that energy is with you, drawing to you another accident, because your spirit now is involved with car accidents. So what's it going to do? Like attracts like. So you get a car accident, so now you have 301 of these. Or you don't have the accident, and you wonder why your body feels, you know, kind of sluggish. Maybe you have aches and pains. Maybe your head hit the steering wheel in 300 accidents, and now you have a big headache. And you wonder, gee, what happened to me? anyway, so this is kind of what happens. Or maybe you have cancer in those lifetimes, and you wonder why you have cancer now. Remember, the dark side wants to live on your traumas. It's getting 300 lifetimes out of you, or 2,000. Maybe you have cancer. So now all of a sudden you manifest it here. So that's the clone Earth's clone bodies. The other one is, and these are all dark side planets, okay? They're not created by the light. The other clearing that I do is where you have the cloned dark side planets that you know nothing about with your body on them. And this could be where you get your really awful, scary dreams, or maybe you see some aliens, you see some weird life form coming at you, or something like that. And this is kind of what it is. So I'll do a quick healing here. I'll count to five. We'll take you out of the a few of the planets here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. That's 10 planets we'll take you out of that are Earth ones. And one, two, three, four, five, these are the dark side planets that are not of the Earth. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So let's see, we have about 4 minutes left. Do you have maybe one more quick question, Marianne?
Maybe just a couple of general clearings for everybody, a quick emotional clearing and a mental clearing. So,
okay, here we go, emotional clearing. That's 5 days. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Mental body clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do a sensory body. This is how your body senses life here. This is a big one for some people. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, and we'll just mention the 4-hour ascension call tomorrow. And it starts
and
at 1.
I want to ask.
See?
Go ahead.
And if you wish to come on, just send me an email, telephone call, or something, and I can connect with you. Back to you, Sylvia.
A couple other things that you might want to know about. And let's see, one of them is, I think it was Wednesday, we had a radio program that was really wonderful where Ron brought in, I think it was about 17 different divine energies, some of the masters, saints, other healing energies from the Creation Light Ship for everyone to experience. And I believe that those are now on YouTube and maybe MySpace, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's MySpace.
Okay, MySpace. So you might want to look for those. And also a reminder about January 3rd, which is the special 2009 preview event with the Creation Lightship conference call. So, Ron, would you like to mention anything more about that?
Yeah, it's a nice, a very nice call. This is our third annual one here. We do it once a year. This is the third time we're doing this here, and you're actually able to sample the ascension energies coming from the lightship to this planet, to the universe, for each month time. So we have 12 different energies coming to you. And you sit with the energy for probably about 5 or 10 minutes. And we also do other types of healings, but mainly this is for you to plant your seeds through your heart center and to know what's going to be happening for the ascension. Remember, people listening here probably want to do the ascension, so they want to know kind of a heads up of what's going to happen next year and to know which direction to take, what to do. So this is a way you can connect to these energies. And that show with the special energies was on 12/17/08 if you wanted to tune in. But the one on MySpace is really nice. That was put up by our webmaster, and it looks wonderful.
Okay, and lastly, tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and that comes on BBS Radio at 9 p.m. Pacific, so we hope you can all join us then. And thank you so much, Marianne, for sponsoring this show.
Yes, thank you.
It's been wonderful having you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I wanted to ask, too, for those who have our interest in the January 3rd call, where can we find out the information about the phone number and the PIN number for that January 3rd call?
Yeah, it'll be on the website. You can check there. You can go
all right.
And it'll be sent right to you. And also on the website, just briefly here, we have a new section on there on the navigation link on the left side. It's Divine Water Activations. So you may want to check that out. You can get a glass of water, up to a gallon. It costs $1 to $2. And there's special light codes put in there by the light beams. And just go down to the little drop-down box, and you can see the different waters there. So it's very nice to have divine drinking water with you. So I guess I'll be signing off here. The time's kind of going very quickly here. Remember, this show's in the moment, and I think we just got started. So here we go.
That's the way it feels like it. And there's one person who wanted a quarantine bodies clearing. Do we have time to do that, or are we out of time?
That's hard to do.
We're past our time right now. So we have to get off. So the next.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. And if anyone else is interested in possibly being a sponsor for the show, there's some wonderful opportunities coming up for that. You might enjoy sponsoring a show, like, for example, on Christmas Eve. So just contact Ron if you're interested in that. And I'll just say blessings, everyone. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Hi and goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful day. What's left of it, and relax. The light being on your monitor screen, which we haven't activated yet, will be activated. So bring her up, and she'll stay activated for the next half an hour. So blessings, and see you all later.
Thank you.
Christmas Eve. Your message machine, I'm in mountains of snow, and carols play on the radio. Yeah, the road is longer than it was before, but now I've heard your voice, and I need you more. A few more hours and minutes to go. Thank God I'm coming home, it's Christmas. Save some love for me, it's Christmas. And you're Christmas to me. So watch your eyes glow as we sit and laugh by the fire. Low, it's Christmas, and I'm coming home. Now I got an angel for the highest branch of the tree, and I spoke with Santa Claus, and he told me just what you need. There'll be happiness enough to make you cry. Baby, hang some mistletoe before I arrive. It's Christmas. Say some love for me. It's Christmas. You're Christmas to me. Just to watch your eyes glow as we sit and laugh by the fire. Low, it's Christmas. And I'm coming home. Put up the lights. Spend time alone. All the crazy friends we used to know. It's Christmas. Say some love for me. It's Christmas. It's your Christmas to me. Just to watch your eyes glow by the fire. Low, it's Christmas.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Prosperity, bound for glory records. Hey,
Hey, let me introduce myself. My name Prosby. You looking kind of cute. Hey, look, you fine. Say, do me a favor. Look, won't you walk my way? Matter of fact, we could disappear to Friday. My money long, pocket so beast, I ain't playing. God bless me, I could buy everything. Don't get it twisted, cause I'm living by the scripture, ma. I'm in the spot, but I ain't getting tipsy, ma. And see this cute face, nope, he ain't scared to see it. That he living celibate, trying to wait until he married. And yes, it gets difficult when he with shorty. God bless him with a different coat. So he just bought it, he that finding a wife. He find a good thing in the way they fit. I see your fam got some good jeans, but you ain't gotta slow down.